Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thank you for joining us. It can be tough to change someone's mind and even harder to overcome your own prejudices. So when it happens, it's usually a pretty good story. Here's Hazlitt Public Schools teacher Ben Pineda talking about his change of heart at Current State's Pop-Up Stories event a few weeks ago.
So in 1983, I graduated from Adrian High School and came to Michigan State University, and I really haven't left since, right? And when I came up to Michigan State University, I love Michigan State. I love Michigan State. I bleed green and white. Lansing, not so much. And I got to know Lansing pretty well as a undergrad at Michigan State, because I would get on my bike and I would ride out to neighborhoods where rivers were, a.k.a. the Grand River and the Red Cedar, and I would fish. I'd fish for carp, I'd fish for catfish, I'd fish for pike. And I saw Lansing in a not so very good light. I saw Lansing where red light and drug deals were kind of everywhere. So I was always happy to get back to Michigan State, always happy to get back to Snyder Phillips and the comforts of East Lansing. So when I graduated from MSU, I became a teacher. And that's what I am. I am a public school teacher. I teach 8th grade social studies. This is my 25th year at Hazlitt Middle School. This is my 28th total. And one of the things that is really awesome about being a teacher, snow days, right? And in 1991, pretty early in my teaching career, I was about to experience the very first day off of school, not because of snow, but because of cold. It was so cold, school was canceled the next day. We found out like in the afternoon, and it was like in the negative 20s. And I thought to myself, yeah, no school, and we know a lot farther in advance than just the morning of. And so how do I celebrate? Pizza tonight. And on South Washington, there was a Little Caesars, which no longer is there. It used to be maybe 1/8 mile south of where the Board of Water and Light facility is there now. And if you guys remember back in the day, Little Caesars had this promotion called Pizza Pizza. Yeah. At one price and you get two pizzas, right? And so here I am on this frigid night in the minus 20 below zero, and I go to get my Pizza Pizza. And they had this other promotion where you get a free crazy bread as well. And so I'm like, this is good. So I come out, and you got to remember, this is the weather where you breathe and your nostrils freeze, right? We've all been there because we're in Michigan. And as I'm walking to my car, I see something out of my peripheral. And it kind of startles me. And I look, and there's this guy, a tattered man, layered but tattered. And he doesn't have any legs. And he looks very homeless and very tattered. And he comes up to me in a wheelchair. And I remember his demeanor could be described as basically rude. And he comes up, and he's like, hey, hey, hey. And I'm like, yeah. And I really kind of took me. I was a little startled. And he's like, well, and he paused. And I'm like, you okay? And he's like, well, I need some help. And he kind of said it like that. Yeah? What can I do for you? Well, I'm hungry. And so, taken with the moment, here's the crazy bread. So I gave him the crazy bread. And from that, maybe a thank you? I don't think so. He turned around and was on his way down that frozen parking lot. And I'm looking at him. And I'm like, whoa, hey, where are you going? And he turns around and he says to me, I got a spot under the Shiawassee Bridge tonight. You're staying outside tonight? Yeah. And he looked at me like, duh. Isn't there a place you can go, like a shelter or something? And he's like, yeah, I got there. But you know what? I got there too late today. They were full. They're full? And he looked at me and he says, they fill up every night. And off he disappeared into the darkness. And at that moment, something changed for me. They fill up every night in a medium-sized town like Lansing that I've only seen through the eyes of a red light district or a drug deal on the corner, feeling so safe in the river. And I realized, this is a city that because it has services like the City Rescue Mission, like the VOA, like Loaves and Fishes, services its community so we don't have homeless people running around like we do in other cities. You don't see that many in Lansing, do you? You know why? Because this community takes care of this community. And it changed for me. And I started to see changes. Real town, look at it now. What we call the Stadium District, which used to be probably the seediest area, look at it now. And here we are in Old Town. Look at Old Town. Fishing for walleye at 2 a.m. in that Branky Fish Ladder. I was so happy to be in the river because what was happening out here in the late 80s and early 90s was pretty yucky stuff. And look at Old Town now. I got to tell you, I think Lansing has got an awesome case for being one of the most, if not the most improved city in the United States. And you know what? I love Lansing. And I have never left since. Thank you very much.
And we've got another pop-up stories event coming soon. Join us at the Broad Art Museum in East Lansing, Thursday the 24th, 6 p.m. for stories on the theme, Lucky Break. Lucky Break. If you want to tell your own story, please email us, currentstate@wkar.org. You can also stay up to date on all of our upcoming events by liking our Facebook page at Pop-Up Stories Lansing.